Good evening, Rabbi Maevsky filling in for Rabbi Levine. It actually required, last week I said I would discuss Bullock next week, and I didn't realize then, certainly I didn't know, that I would actually have enough time to do Bullock and Pinchas. And tomorrow's shiur is all about Pinchas more, but now we're talking about part one, the making of Pinchas. And we see very interestingly enough, the Lashonos from last week's parasha and this week's parasha begin in the same vein. And what I mean by that is it says Vayar, last week it says Vayar Bullock ben Sipor. And it says that Bullock saw that he was able to ascertain from his life experience at this time that after Parshas Chukas ended and all the victorious Bnei Yisrael had suffered no casualties and they won and it certainly went against the grain that they would be able to do it. And Bullock came to the conclusion that under normal circumstances, there's no way that he could defeat Bnei Yisrael. He realized it. Unfortunately, we ourselves as Jews don't realize it. Pinchas, at the end of the parasha and at the beginning of the next parasha, is Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. The parasha ends with Pinchas, he sees and he understands what he has to do. But what we want to do is, what is the making of a person like Pinchas? What are life experiences that teaches us? When it says Vayar Bullock ben Sipor, and when I say that he saw, and God is working behind the scenes, and we don't often know it. But those of us who understand and we learn the Chumash, and when we say, we sit down to the table at the Seder, and we say, V'hisha amdal avoseinu v'lanu shalo echad bilvad, omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, there's always, in every generation, somebody rises up to try to destroy Bnei Yisrael. And then we go on to say, B'chol dover dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, and we, you know, we give it lip service, and we don't understand. And that's what the parasha of Bullock is all about. Bullock sees that. I don't know how many of you saw that there was an article in a, there was an interview with one of the Arab Hamas leaders, and they asked them the question of how come they are so inept when they're, all the missiles that they send, that they try to bomb Israel with, don't seem to hit the right targets. And he made an unbelievable statement at the time, which seems laughable. But in light of Parshas Pinchas, is it laughable? And the answer is, I just want to read you one little thing, a couple of sentences that he wrote in the article. And when they complained to him that they don't hit their target, that they, why are they so inaccurate with such good weapons? And they answered him, their God changes the path of our rockets in midair, said a terrorist leader of Hamas. Our missiles are accurate. God of the Jews moves them. The terrorist replies, so they asked, the reporter asked them, so why do you keep on doing it? Why do you keep on trying to bomb them? If this is what happens is, and he says, the terrorist replies, we are waiting for the God of the Jews to get angry with them and stop helping them. And isn't that is so telling? It's almost as if they read the Parshas Bullock. It is incredible when you think about it. And if we take a look, Bilaam was told by God, you're not going to be successful, so why go? And God even tells him when he finally leaves, God said, Lo se lechi mohem, lo sa'or es om ki baruchu. Don't even try, don't go with them. And then when finally God says to him, Kum lech itam, if they just want you to go, then you could go along with them. But then when he goes, it's Vayichar af Elokim ki holechu. God gets very angry with him because he went. Didn't he tell him it was okay to go? The difference is very simply, as I've mentioned before, this is just to bring up the point. There is two different words. God said, Lo se lechi mohem. Don't be in league with them. Imohem and Itam are two different words. We could be walking in the street. Somebody, I could be walking with a different person who I don't know. and we could be walking and going towards the same place and be walking a mile side by side, but we don't know each other and we have nothing to do with each other. We both have a separate agenda. So God says, if you're going along with them, as long as you know what you're going for and they think something else, that's fine. But as soon as you say, God said to him, Lo say lechi mohem, if you're going along to try to accomplish what they want you to accomplish, you will not be successful. And he didn't take that clue, and he didn't understand that. It's just like when you have somebody tells you, you want to go, go. And the tone tells you, I don't want you to go, but if you're going to go, you're going to have trouble. But Bilam never gave up the ghost. He never gave up trying because he reached a point where he concocted a scenario where God would get angry with the Jews. And therefore, he was successful to that point of getting 24,000 Jews killed. And only through the efforts of Pinchas was it able to be stopped. Now, what causes Pinchas in that vein, what causes a person like Pinchas to make that decision to kill Zimri? And this, of course, we will get into more next week. But the point is, we see something that's very interesting. The way the parasha begins and ends last week, we know many times the Chumash tells us, gives us the ancestors of the people to give us insight into what maybe caused that person, what gave the person the impetus of doing what he did. And we say that when we get into Korach, Vayikach Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi, and we say that Korach had the anger problem, anger management problem, same as Levi. That's where it came from. That's why it stops by Levi and doesn't go back to Yaakov. And in this week's parasha and last week's parasha, it says very interestingly enough, because usually when it gives us the lineage of a person, it does it one time. But very interesting, at the end of Balak, it says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. It gives us the lineage that he's from Elazar and from Aaron. When in fact the parasha begins again, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshivetz Chamosim al Bnei Yisrael. The parasha ago again begins with that idea, gives us the lineage of Pinchas, again ben Aaron. Why stress the Aaron? Aaron, we know throughout history, we always say that Aaron was an Oe Shalom and a Rode Shalom. So why in the world are we saying that Pinchas was the son of Elazar, who was the son of Aaron? What would be the point of giving us the lineage a second time? Very strange when you think about it, because this is the only time in the Chumash that it would do that, giving somebody's background two different times. And there's actually two different reasons, which we'll get more into. But what I wanted to mention tonight in particular, the reason it tells us that is, of course, it would go against the grain to think that if Aaron was his grandfather, an Oe Shalom and a Rode Shalom, that here he would go ahead and kill Zimri. But the truth of the matter is, what does Pinchas see when it says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen? What gave him the strength, what gave him the idea when he saw? What Purim, of course, we don't know the age of Pinchas, and maybe he only heard the story, but approximately almost 40 years before, 39 years before, perhaps, we don't know how old he is now. Some say he's in his 20s, but nevertheless, he knows the story, especially after last week's parasha, when we find out that Moshe hits the rock, and not only is Moshe punished and not to go into Eretz Yisrael, but Aaron is punished for not stopping Moshe for the rock the second time and not going into the land of Israel. And when Moshe explains that he's not going in because of the Chet HaMeraglim, and Aaron, his grandfather, is not going in because of the Chet HaEgel, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, he learned from his grandfather. There's positive reinforcement and there's negative reinforcement. What he learned from Aaron was that Aaron sat by and let the Maaseh Egel develop. Aaron sat by, unfortunately, and he let Moshe hit the rock. And now Pinchas, Bayar Pinchas, he saw history, he was able to put two and two together and get that magic number of four and understand the reason things happen. And I know that my grandfather stood by, and look what the consequences are. Look what is happening. There are a lot of tzaddikim here amongst Klal Yisrael, but the people are dropping like flies. And there are 24,000 dead people. And Pinchas sees what's going on. And he knows this is a time for action. And the time for action, it has to be immediate. And it says, Vayikore Shnehem. And he decided to kill it. And for the act of violence at this time, and sometimes an act of violence can bring about peace, which is a very important point. But the point of what I'm trying to make is that Aaron gave rise to Pinchas. He didn't mean to in that respect, but I'm sure he taught him everything as we all like to learn with our grandchildren and teach them the ways, giving the benefit of our experience. And it's, I wonder if Aaron taught Pinchas how not to be, or Pinchas learned this on his own, how not to be. That as a grandfather, he would be able to say, these are the mistakes I made, and if you're eventually going to be the Kohen, which you are, since you are the son of my son Elazar, who is now the Kohen Gadol, you will learn from my mistakes. I sat by and did nothing. I made decisions to Chag LaShem Machor, and by not stopping Moshe, and I paid a heavy price. And the price was taken out. God ended up taking it out on Klal Yisrael. Pinchas was a man of action. And we see that, of course, when we get to Parshas Matos and Maaseh, when they go back to war again, Pinchas, so to speak, is one of the leaders of the charge. Pinchas was always that person who was willing to take that step, move forward, and be a man of action. And that is what we will discuss tomorrow more greatly. One interesting, cute trivia question for this week's parasha, because we asked the question, what pasuk in the entire Chumash has the most names in it? And it is in this week's parasha, Vatigravna ben Osolofcha ben Chefer ben Gilad ben Mochir ben Menashe, and so on and so forth. And then it makes Vishem ben Osolofcha, it mentions all five daughters, which comes up to 12. And in the Chumash, there's a couple with 10, there's one with 11, and this has 12 names in one pasuk, which is the answer to a trivia question that, my sons and I, we always think of these things being Balkores all throughout the years. But I mention that in effect because we all learn, grandparents try to teach their grandchildren, and they have that effect on them. And when it says, Benos Salofchad, what we see is, why does the parasha actually say Ben Mochir Ben Menashe LeMishpachos Menashe Ben Yosef? You would think perhaps it would just say Ben Menashe Ben Yosef LeMishpachos Menashe Ben Yosef. Suddenly it goes all the way back to there, and of course we don't know that the split was going to happen yet, but this is making reference to the part of Menashe Ben Yair Ben Menashe, the wing of the half of the Shevet that wanted to get their land, land in Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted it so much. And how did they do that? The Mishpachos Menashe ben Yosef, because we end the Vayachiv Gam b'nei Mochir ben Menashe, you'll do al berkei Yosef. It seems inconsequential, it seems unnecessary for the Chumash and Vayachiv to tell us that. But God is writing the Torah, and every word is a message. Ben Mochir, Ben Menashe, Le Mishpachos, Menashe, Ben Yosef. Yosef was the one who said, who had that love of Eretz Yisrael, and that was passed all the way down to Benos Salofchad, because when a grandparent teaches without the other distractions that happen sometimes between a father and a son, sometimes learning with a grandson has a greater effect. And that's why I'd like to suggest perhaps Aaron gave Pinchas a lesson in how not to make the same mistakes that he did and lost his opportunity to go into the land and be more like Kalev ben Yefuneh. And when the moment arose, Pinchas stepped up to the plate and took the bull by the horns and did what he had to do. Sometimes we hope not, but there are times when violence, a show of force, is necessary. And that's why the Torah, when we get to Milchama Ad Rita, if we go to war, we have to make sure we finish it. And Pinchas understood that more than anybody. Have a good evening, and we will finish the discussion on Pinchas tomorrow night. Thank you.